President Biden says he's committed to finishing the job amid growing calls from Democrats to end his re-election bid.
Look, I got more work to do. We got more work to finish.
And the president says he's the best qualified to do it at a highly anticipated news conference aimed at reassuring lawmakers and voters after a dismal debate. The president said it would be different if he was slowing down and couldn't do the job.
But there's no indication of that yet. None.
For an hour, the president held his own under intense questioning, largely trading the debate's stumbles and blank stares for engagement on several issues. But he did make two notable gaffes within 2 hours, referring to Vice President Trump and earlier at the NATO summit, Ukrainian President Putin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsafe the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.